Phoenix FM. We're here at Stand and Calling. It's the final day. You can tell it's a festival because you can hear a lot in the background. And I'm here with Vic from Mudlarks again. Hello, Vic.
Hello, lovely to see you again.
It's been a long time.
It has. No, a couple of years ago when we were here, we could never believe, could we, that it was going to be 2 years before we had to do it all again.
It's more than strange times, isn't it? You hear people, I mean, there's so many cliches. Let's be honest, we spoke 2 years ago without so much noise in the background. I'm sure it's got louder anyway. We'll find a way, we'll manage. And if I'd have said to you, there won't be a festival next year, you'd have thought, what's gone on?
No, exactly. But then the other side of that, isn't it, is how absolutely amazing it is that we are here, having lived through what we have for the last 18 months. And it feels, I actually felt quite emotional on Friday night watching Bastille, to think here we are, there's live music again, we're together in a field again. It's like we can get our communities back.
Do you know what? Queuing up for the first time in a field, that felt great.
Yeah. No, exactly. And I think one thing it's really taught us is how important our lovely community is, how we do support each other and we look after each other.
And when you think about it, this is what you're all about, isn't it? Now, Mudlarks was formed how long ago?
So 12 years ago now. Initially at our allotment site, and then of course we've grown from then. We've got our community gardening teams and our lovely cafe.
Yes.
And most recently our forest school, which is up in the Panshanger Park.
Oh wow. And this is all, I mean, all from the allotment there as well.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so what's been lovely is we've been able to keep the allotment site and the forest school running. So where all the indoor things closed, we could keep running the allotments. And in fact, we took extra people on when other things did close down. So it was really good to be able to still care for people, make sure they were okay. Of course, a lot of the people we have are quite vulnerable. And for families, it was tough to have some people who might have more challenging behaviour back at home again. So we really tried to make sure that everyone had an opportunity to come down, to look after people, to give families a bit of respite. So it was challenging, there's no doubt about it, but I'm really pleased we did manage to keep it all going.
And I can imagine that your regulars changed as well in terms of the people helping out when the cafe was open, the people visiting the cafe, because other places they couldn't go to.
No, exactly. And we relocated a lot of the cafe people down to the allotment site when that closed. Because of course, the purpose of ours is to give people something to do every day, to look after their mental health. We couldn't suddenly say to people, well, we've gone now.
And it must have been strange if you put yourself back to 18 months ago when people were first talking about it, the possibility of lockdown, it wasn't going to happen. And then just a few days later, everywhere was shut.
And honestly, it is crazy when you look back, isn't it?
Yes.
That Saturday, everything closed. We sold off everything, all our stock, obviously, at the cafe. We sold it all off. And you probably remember at the time, it was toilet roll.
Yes.
You know, and bags of flour. And of course, we had tons of toilet roll and flour. So people came and bought all of that from us.
And hand sanitizer, you couldn't get hold of. Yeah. And rules-wise, because you'd think, it's strange around here, we're outside, people aren't wearing masks, that's fine. But first it was public transport,
yeah.
And then it was cafes like your own, but of course not while you're eating.
Yeah, no, and so what we did on the allotments was that we created those bubbles on the allotment site. So we've worked, and we're still working in groups of six, just because, as I said, our community is so vulnerable, and we've kept all of that kind of security going. But it's funny, our allotment site now, we've got coloured gazebos, and we have teams in colours, so we're quite like a festival site on the allotments.
Oh, that's great. And has your body of volunteers increased as a result as well?
It has definitely changed. Yes, we've had some people who haven't come back, who are elderly, who are still anxious, but they've been not replaced, but other people have come in who are slightly younger, who, yeah, I mean, tragically, of course, have developed mental health issues over the last year. So, yeah, we're looking after a slightly different community probably now.
With a different outlook as well from your point of view, because, everyone has a different story. But everyone has experienced in their own way what's happened the past year and a half.
Yeah.
You can't stand there and think, oh, nothing's changed, because everyone's had a very challenging time.
Yeah, and I think in that sense, people are probably slightly more aware of the community that we work with. It's like they understand now that being isolated is a horrible feeling, that not being looked after, not having a purpose every day actually doesn't make you feel great. You might have been put on furlough and you've got some money, but you've got nothing to do every day. And, no. And that's what we've always dealt with, is those people in our society who haven't got that purpose for each day. And that's what we try and provide for people.
And in terms of the purpose, with yourself, I bet there wasn't a waking moment where you weren't thinking about how it's going to change in the next week, keeping an eye on rule changes, you know, from hands, face, space, making sure everything's wiped down, knowing exactly when you can open and when you're having to close as well, trying to organise that many people.
Yeah, no, and I think that's, again, it's across the board, isn't it? The friends of mine that are teachers say the same, you know, like we're all trying to keep on top of, you know, the latest information, trying to be ahead of the curve, really, in many senses, because we don't want to be taken by surprise, you know, we need to be prepared.
And we knew stand and calling wasn't going to happen last year.
Yeah.
There was a lot of crossing of fingers, praying, whatever.
Yeah.
For you us to be in this field this year.
Oh, they've done so well. I sent Alex a message actually just to congratulate him on pulling it off. Because, yeah, what a thing. You know, and who knows what will happen for the rest of the summer, but they've managed to stand and it's absolutely wonderful.
And I think it's because it's kept as a nice, smaller boutique type festival, loyal to its following, isn't it?
Yeah, and with that lovely local community, so people can come and go, don't they? You know, everyone pops home for a shower.
Yeah, and the car park's great because you can come and go, and it's quite funny because you see families, and you know it's a lot of people's first festival as well, and then you've got the mums and dads coming and going, knowing that okay, the children are safe in the tents with someone for a few hours, we'll be back, and oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, and always bumping into each other as well, so your children, like those younger teenagers, can feel like they're being independent. But
yes,
as you say, if you know, there is actually always someone around that they know.
And even the dogs were smiling when I was first here on Thursday. I mean, it really is that it's got that feeling, hasn't it?
Hasn't it? And it's been lucky with the weather as well. So the forecast, of course, was shocking. But actually, this is better than being baking, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, definitely.
So the rain's held off. It's
yes,
all good.
That's the main thing, is the rain's held off. Let's keep that going. So as far as Mudlarks, really, I mean, looking back over the past couple of months for you to get back to some sort of normality, we don't know what's going on from one week to the next, do we? But used to it, or is probably the wrong way of putting it, but do you feel more capable of dealing with change now?
Definitely. No, and we've learned that we are resilient, that, you know, we can... you know, even if things have to, like the cafe has to temporarily close, we know we can get it back up and running again. You know, we have such wonderful staff there, you know, who will pick up things at the drop of a hat and come back in. And people have been amazing, you know, because we've said to them, okay, right now we're totally changing our menu. We've just gone to a takeaway menu. And then the next week it's like, no, all hands on deck. Yeah, everyone's in again. So the staff have been truly wonderful.
And are there one or two memories that really stand out in terms of thinking, wow, I never thought we'd be doing this?
I suppose...
I'm putting you on the spot
Yeah. We had a birthday party right in the middle of it all. So last summer, one of our staff was 60, so we had a big birthday party. Again, all kind of socially distanced. But that's a real memory because... it was such a tricky time, and so to still be able to have a little party on the allotments and, you know, try to still do those special things for people, that was important.
And it's those little things that really make a difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And our forest school has been fantastic, actually. So that's a relatively new venture. But again, once the schools were back, it was something the schools could come to because it's outdoors. So we did lots of like campfires and cooking sausages and just being outside, whatever the weather was. That was lovely.
Oh, fantastic. Well, best of luck for whatever we've got to go down the road with. But Mudlarks is still there for everyone. And it sounds like, as time goes on, doing a more and more important job, if that was possible.
Hopefully. And it's lovely to see you again as well.
And you. So if people want to find out more, where's the best place for them to go to?
Best place is to go to our website, so mudlarksgarden.org.uk. All the contact details are on there.
Thank you again, Vic.
No,
thanks
thank
for talking
you.
To us. Thank you.